From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. It appears California legislative Democrats have gained a supermajority in both chambers. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the Senate's top Democrat says he'll focus on tax reform, not increasing taxes.
Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says now that Democrats hold a supermajority, they have an enormous responsibility. He says they may have the power to raise taxes without Republican votes, but that doesn't mean they will.
When we talk about revenue, it ought to be in the context of tax reform. That's what we ought to be talking about broadening the base, about lowering rates, about creating more competitive environment for business, and potentially bringing in more revenue, but through tax reform.
Steinberg says he would also like to see the legislature use its supermajority to put constitutional amendments on the ballot that would change the initiative process. Senate Republican leader Bob Huff conceded that the Democrats have control in both houses. He says getting California back on track will require a focus on job creation and improved oversight of taxpayer resources. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Californians may have voted down Proposition 37, which would have required labels for foods with genetically engineered ingredients. But David Murphy with the Yes on 37 campaign says the results are still a victory for the movement.
Now, to date, 4.3 million Californians are on record believing that we have a right to know what's in our food, and that Prop 37 put the idea of labeling genetically engineered food on the map politically.
Advocates for labeling, including the Organic Consumers Association, say they are working on labeling campaigns in other states. They've drafted an initiative in Washington state and are mobilizing in Oregon, Connecticut, and Vermont. The issue could be pushed to the forefront if the Food and Drug Administration approves a variety of genetically engineered salmon. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell.